We're having a special class tonight, and I don't recommend this class for those who are faint-hearted. This is a scary class, and it's coming based on the request of the guys here that we study what's called Masechet Geinom. We are going to work with the text of Tzara Midrashim, Rav Eisenstein. Rav Yehuda David Eisenstein wrote encyclopedias of Torah. He wrote a whole series of encyclopedias. Encyclopedia of Arguments, Encyclopedia of Divrei Torah, Encyclopedia of Divrei Musar, and Encyclopedia of Midrashim. So he quotes in his Encyclopedia of Midrashim about 200 small Midrashim that were printed in different places. And some of the Midrashim that he quotes, we are uncertain as to their validity. Okay, so we cannot take this at face value that this is a Midrash that has tremendous weight, if any at all. But it is quoted in the work Reshit Chochma in the 12th chapter. It is also quoted by Rav Buber in the work Beit HaMidrash. And we will begin. So the Midrash begins. Again, those who are faint-hearted children should not be listening to this class. This is going to be scary. We're going to read about Gehinom, whatever that means. There's some place where people get reward for what they do right, which is the beginning here in this Midrash. It's called Midrash Gan Eden. And now we have Masechet Gehinom, which I guess we can translate all kinds of words, but I don't know what those words mean either. I don't know what hell means, and I don't know what perdition means. So I feel uncomfortable translating Gehinom as that, because I'm not sure what any of those means. So we'll just say Gehinom. K'tiv, the verse says, Lifnei za'amo mi amod umi yakum b'charon apo. Who could stand up to Hashem's anger? Rav Zeira patach, Rav Zeira, when he would teach the subject, would begin with the following verse from Proverbs. The verse says, La'aluka shetevanot hav, aluka, whatever that means, something that consumes, has two daughters, and they say, give me more, give me more. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, shtei kitot shemalachim omdot b'pitchei Geinom. Rabbi Eliezer explained, this is talking about Geinom, that there are two bands of angels standing at the entrance to Geinom. Va'omrot, hav, and they say, give me, aite, come in. Why is it called Geinom? Shekol na'amata olech misof olam v'atzofo. Geinom comes from the word nahama. Nahama is a sigh, a wail. The wailing of Geinom goes from the one edge of the world to the other, and Geinom comes from the word nahama. V'lama nikra shma tofte? Why is Geinom also called tofte? Because all enter there through pitui, through the seduction of yetzer hara, their evil inclination, and that's why it is called tofte, the result of seduction. Perek Rishon, with that introduction, we approach the first chapter.